Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as once again we face the issues. May I remind you, lest I forget it. I do that sometimes, get caught up and involved in the issue of the day and forget to remind you. That telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. If you're listening by way of the internet, it is area code 904. 831-0917. Would love to have your call in for your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. It's always our delight to entertain your questions, your comments, your insight. Multitudes of our callers have spot on direct insight as to what we're saying, which is a benefit not only for those that are listening at that moment, but for those that share that truth, that information with others. So let me remind you, we'd love to have your dialogue and discussion today as we face the issue. We're talking about what is truth, or if you want to call it a subtitle, truth on trial. Truth on trial. And that's exactly what we see taking place today in all of society. We're finding today the deep problem that we're faced with in our nation. We're faced with inflation, deception, and demand for abortion, murder by way of abortion. And we're seeing the first formation of the first stages, as I call it, of World War III, and yet we are challenging truth on every hand. Truth is on trial each and every day. If you turn on television and you watch the Communist Network News, truth is on trial. If you listen to Sleepy Joe Biden, he doesn't know what state he's in at the time, but nevertheless, whatever he says is placing truth on trial. We're faced with that issue today, perhaps as no greater issue. Now listen, I understand the inflationary process, understand what is happening, understand the lack of items that's so needed in society. I fully understand the fact that gasoline is anywhere from $6 to $8 a gallon across America. I understand that. But it's as a result of the denial of truth, a rejection of truth that is taking place on a national level today. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the truth book, the Word of God, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Jesus then says in John 14:6, I am truth. And further, he makes a declaratory statement, thy word is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, in Psalms 117 and verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endureth forever. The truth of the Lord endureth forever. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the focus on where we are going today in this broadcast. We may have lying deception that's taking place, and we'll go through and outline several of the lies that's taking place. And we want to confront the lie with truth, and it's the truth of the Word of God. And we ought to make a decision as a child of God that we're going to adhere to the truth of the Word of God. It was the dystopian novel 1984, written in the late 40s by George Orwell, a secularist. But Orwell made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that today alive and well and on front stage in America today. The Biden administration, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, led by the Biden administration, is absolutely filled with deception, and it is attempting to undermine, tear down, and destroy anything that's called the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is truth that we ought to focus on, and we're focusing on today. What is truth? Truth is on trial. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I challenge you, our listeners, each and every day with that mantra. I pray that you never get weary with it. I pray that you've memorized it. I pray that you recognize the importance of it and want to undergird these statements with this broadcast today, facing the issue, what is truth? Truth on trial. We'll be dealing with that extensively today, yet it's an impossibility to plummet the depths of that which is called truth and speak and confront some of the issues that are being called a lie today. We're going to try to do that. We're going to outline for our listeners, for you, our listeners today, some of the things that are truthful that's now called a lie. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, in Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20, Scripture says there's coming a day when that which is true will be called a lie, and that which is a lie will be called truth. And we find that to be factual today, and no longer could it be considered a dystopian novel as in 1984 with George Orwell, because it is the truth today that is causing the major, major, major tyrannical responses of the government to those that are Christians, conservatives, those that are patriots in America today. We are the focus of the enemy today. We, the conservatives, we, the Christians, we as patriots are considered the enemy of the state today. And let me tell you something. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. This is the reason I want to do this broadcast today, and I'm so passionate about it. Because I believe that as Christians, as a church, as conservatives, as patriots today, we as believers are not prepared, we're not ready, we're not capable of handling what's going to come before us in the next few years if Jesus tarries and the rapture of the church does not occur in these next few years. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions in relationship to the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located right in the heart of Mandarin, the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The number is 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. You might ask, how do I find that? Find the gigantic flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Old Glory, the U.S. flag is flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to be employed. It's a family-friendly environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its employees to be off, to worship in the house of God with the children of God as God ordained it. Drop by Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview and see what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you've got an idea of what truth is. So I'll ask you the question, what is truth? Is truth on trial? What does it mean to ask the question, what is truth? I believe, ladies and gentlemen, today the Biden Marxist regime continues to stumble in the dark, blaming Trump, blaming Putin, blaming conservatives for the serious decline in the morals and ethics and the values and the liberties that we once knew in this place called America. Now we have today, ladies and gentlemen, what they call disinformation board. I don't know if you've paid any attention to that. Disinformation board. It's what Orwell called in his book, 1984, the truth ministry. In that book of 1984, dystopian novel, he said the truth ministry would be in effect, and that everything that is untrue will be considered true, and everything that's true will be considered as untrue. And I believe we're seeing that today. ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a pretty large article. The title of the article is simply, What is Truth? What is Truth? It's well done. And so I'm going to read you two, three brief paragraphs from that to set the stage of where we're going on this broadcast today. Almost 2,000 years ago, truth was put on trial, judged by the people who were devoted to lies. In fact, truth faced six trials in less than one full day, three of which were religious, three of which were legal. In the end, few people involved in those events could answer the question, what is truth? After being arrested, truth was first led to a man named Annas, a corrupt former high priest of the Jews. Annas broke numerous Jewish laws during the trial, including holding the trial in his own house, trying to induce self-accusation against the defendant, striking the defendant, who had been convicted of nothing at the time. After Annas, the truth was led to the reigning high priest, Caiaphas, who happened to be Annas' son-in-law. Before Caiaphas and the Jewish Sanhedrin, many false witnesses came forward to speak against the truth, yet nothing could be proved and no evidence of wrongdoing could be found. Caiaphas broke no fewer than seven laws while trying to convict truth. Number one, the trial was held in secret. Number two, it was carried out at night. Number three, it involved bribery. Number four, the defendant had no one present to make defense for him. Five, the requirements of two or three witnesses cannot be met. Six, they used self-incriminating testimony against the defendant. Seven, they carried out the death penalty against the defendant all in the same day. All these actions were prohibited by Jewish law. Regardless, Caiaphas declared the truth guilty because truth claimed to be God in the flesh, something Caiaphas called blasphemy. Ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, they crucified truth. His name is Jesus. Further in the article, it says, Pilate said to him, what is truth? Pilate's question, what is truth, has reverberated down through the centuries. In a postmodern world that denies the truth can be broken known, the question is more important than ever. What is truth? Let me just give you what this writer says that truth is and what it is not. It says the definition of truth is helpful to note what truth is not. Truth is not simply whatever works. Truth is not simply what is coherently understandable. Truth is not what makes people feel good. Truth is not what the majority says is true. Truth is not what is comprehensive. Truth is not defined by what it is intended. Good intentions are still wrong if it's not truth. Truth is not what we know. Truth is what we know. Not how we know, but what we know. Truth is simply what is believed. Truth is not simply what is believed. A lie believed is still a lie. Truth is not what is publicly proven. The Greek word for truth is aletheia, which literally means to unhide or to hide nothing. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we think on that, I think this was very well done as far as pointing out you have to know what truth is not in order to then go to what is truth. This article says, in closing, a popular worldview and pluralism says that all truth claims are equally valid, and that is simply an impossibility. Ladies and gentlemen, it's an impossibility to say that all truth is equally valid. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I pray that you're doing just as well as I am. Your opening monologue actually brought a thought to my mind. You were talking about the trial and Annas and truth. And the first immediate thought that came to my mind was the parallels between our current administration and the Sanhedrin that put Christ on trial. They wanted to keep their power. They put out statements about Christ that were misleading and false, just like our government puts out statements that are misleading and false. They wanted to do everything in their power to get rid of what they perceived as a troublemaker, like our current government wants to get rid of everybody who they perceive as a troublemaker. Remember that if you talk back to the PTA, you're a terrorist. Mm-hmm. If you say that the election was stolen, you're a dissenter. You're not speaking the truth. All those parallels are there for us, and Christ is our Savior. And that's all I've got to say.
Jim, that was well stated. In fact, you've summarized the whole broadcast. I need to put you in my seat, and I can just take the balance of the hour off.
Very well spoken. If I had the time, I'd come and sit and speak with you, sir. I would love to do that one day.
That'd be great.
Radio,
we'd love to have you. That'd be a blessing.
I'm still a working man.
Well, I'm thankful for the privilege and opportunity each day to speak to only God knows who and how many, but I'm praying it's a blessing and a challenge. And what you've just said is so true, if I can use that term in redundancy. It is truth, because truth was on trial, truth was the Lord Jesus, and we find the exact same thing taking place today, being played out each and every day. What is said as truth coming from conservatives, from Christians, from patriots today is considered a lie. And you touched on it very, very eloquently. Even if you stand before the school board today and you challenge the school boards teaching this critical race theory, which is a socialist Marxist program, if you have any questions in relationship to the sodomite agenda being taught in the public school system, then you are giving disinformation. And now with the disinformation board that we'll talk about on this broadcast, they're coming after truth. And if we say coming after truth, they're coming after the Christian, coming after the church, coming after the conservative, coming after the one that's a constitutionalist. And that's where we are today. We're in the crosshairs, and we're the target of those that are against truth, just as almost 2,000 years ago with the Lord Jesus. Jim, thank you so much, brother, for calling. God bless you. Have a blessed day. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is truth. Truth is on trial today. And Jim just summarized it very, very succinctly with what we're talking about today. And I believe it's necessary for us to understand where we're going and what we're doing in the society in which we're living. We have that disinformation board, as it's called. And as I said earlier, it is what Orwell in his dystopian novel called 1984 called the Ministry of Truth, or the Truth Ministry. What is truth? Ladies and gentlemen, truth is viewed as only what the government and politicians claim it to be. When we as Christians, when we as conservatives, when we as patriots and constitutionalists today sit back and allow the government to determine for us what is truth, we are already absolutely gone too far to be able to call it back as a nation. We need to recognize truth and stand for truth and defend the truth even to the point of death, as I say in every morning's broadcast and the monologue in relationship to that. The politicians today, ladies and gentlemen, will say anything and do anything to gain and to control and continue with the power and the authority that they now are wielding. In fact, I don't know if you watched recently when Mumbling Joe said that the Democrats control all three branches of government. All three branches, ladies and gentlemen, he is laying claim to the control of the Supreme Court. I understand that Sleepy Joe, the one that his handlers by fraud stole the election, Joe Biden is not the legal president of the United States of America. It's a stolen position. It's a fraudulently placed position. And they control the House and the Senate, generally speaking. But they do not control the Supreme Court. That's what is chafing them now. That's the reason we find the thugs in the streets today knocking on the doors and screaming at the Supreme Court justices. And we'll talk about that further in this broadcast. But this is the fact today, that we have that dystopian position that they've set up the truth ministry. And it is Nina Jawinski, Janininski, however you pronounce the name, Republicans, it says Republicans exposing critical race theory as disinformers. The Biden administration's new disinformation chief has previously stated that Republicans and the media who expose the critical race theory making its way into the public schools' classrooms are disinformers who weaponize the issue for profit. Now, the one that's the head of the disinformation board is now saying that if you are Republican and if you're challenging the critical race theory, then you're sowing disinformation. By the way, let me just pause in reading the few brief paragraphs in this article to simply say to you, the disinformation board is set up to seek out, to search out, and to persecute and prosecute those of us that will stand for truth in America. Those that will take a stand and say, this is true, that's a lie, and I'm going to stand for truth. This article further says, Nina Jawinski, who was appointed to lead the newly established disinformation governance board of the Department of Homeland Security, dismissed the pushback against CRT indoctrination as an event in Ohio last October when the debate over parents' rights to direct their children's education had taken center stage in high-profile elections, including the Virginia's gubernatorial race. But it's no different than any other hot-button issue that have allowed disinformation to flourish, she said. It's weaponizing the people's emotions. Now, listen very carefully. When the head of the Department of Homeland Security, under oath supposedly, speaking to the Senate subcommittee asking him questions, he said that the disinformation board was simply going to be listening to, watching information that's disinformation coming out of China and Russia, et cetera, will not include anything that's said or done by American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, that was an absolute, if you want to call it that, bald-faced lie. It's disinformation in and of itself, because they're already seeking those that are talking about the critical race theory, already seeking out and accusing those Republicans that are questioning what's happening. They, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States of America, the head of the DOJ, has already said that if you stand before the school board, then you are a domestic terrorist. They're simply trying, ladies and gentlemen, to set up a what they would consider a legitimate board or a truth ministry, as George Orwell called it, to be able to ferret out and determine who of us, which of us, are disinformational people so that they can be the persecution and prosecution. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. This is going to intensify before the election in the fall. Intensify. This article further says, Garland has conceded, Merrick Garland has conceded that his memo was based on the September 21st letter to the president, to President Joe Biden by the National School Board Association. The now notorious letter characterized this disruption at a school board meeting, a form of domestic terrorism and hate crime, and urged the Department of Justice and Homeland Security and the FBI to invoke counterterrorism laws to quell angry mobs of parents who sought to hold school board officials accountable for promoting the CRT for imposing the COVID-19 restrictions, such as mask mandates for children, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Let me just go down what I would call a litany of things that we say, things that we know, things that we proclaim, things that we present that are factual, that are considered now disinformation. You may have other thoughts. You may have additions to this, if you please, short list of the disinformation that's being called out. We're going to talk about that first. If you say the 2020 election was stolen and it was fraud on a massive scale that took place, that Biden is illegitimate, then, ladies and gentlemen, that is sowing the seed of disinformation. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well.
Oh, I'm well. I'm well. I listened intently to your broadcast. I feel like it's the watchman on the wall. And you said, one of the first things you said was, I feel like that a lot of Christians are not going to be prepared for what's going to happen in the next 2 years.
Right.
I think you're right. I listened to the previous broadcaster that comes on before you, and he's got a lot bigger audience than you do, and he talks about scripture and such as that, but he's not mentioning anything about the topics you do. You know, he doesn't want to offend anybody. Well, if you know, Christ called the leading religious leaders, he called them rotten tombs full of corruption. But my statement is, and I really know, if you listen to this broadcast and you financially support it, I'd be willing to bet anything you've probably got blood on your doorpost.
Absolutely. Well stated. I believe that it's time that as Christians, we wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard and be seen, and stop being silent. And I would embrace your statement in relationship to listening to, and not just listening to the broadcast each day, but supporting it. And I would say with that, and it's not self-ingratiating at all, it doesn't benefit me personally, it's a matter of getting the truth out and letting people know where we stand as a nation. But there are a number of people that support the broadcast at $5, $10, $15, $20, $50 a month. And that is cumulative, making this broadcast possible each and every day. It is a listener-supported broadcast. It's not something that our ministry is broad enough and large enough to undergird and support in and of itself. And so it's people like you that we say thank you, thank you, thank you for undergirding and supporting the broadcast. But Tommy, you're exactly right. Christians are not prepared for what's going to come. And listen, it is on the fast track, like a bullet train through the tunnel right at this very moment. It is on the fast track with the frontal attack, the frontal assault on the Christian, on the church, on anything that's called ministry. We're going to talk about that in this broadcast, some of the things that's happening even now, that's a frontal assault on churches and ministries across our nation, the undermining of our constitutional republic, and the destruction of our Bill of Rights. Tom, brother, thank you so much for your call, for your input. Keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to talking about those things that are called disinformation today, if you say anything about the election, the election somehow was stolen, the election was fraudulent in 2020, it was, ladies and gentlemen, it was fraudulent on a massive scale. If you look at the cases that are still being promulgated and carried forth in the battleground states, the five or six states that had the major, major problem with the election, all of them did, but on a massive scale in about five of the states. I'm looking at an article that says, enough fraudulent votes identified to change the 2020 election outcome, Dinesh D'Souza said. Analysis of the cell phone records performed by an election intelligence group shows that thousands of fraudulent ballots were deposited in mail drop boxes during the 2020 election, an amount sufficient to change the outcome of the entire election, according to Dinesh D'Souza, director and writer of the documentary called 2,000 Mules. Further, the documentary presents very rigorous information and math to assess the impact of the mules' activities of the 2020 election, the filmmaker said. But even rough calculations based on the assumption that 2,000 mules being the terminology they used for those that were picking up fraudulent ballots and dropping them in the drop boxes to be counted, they were doing that 24/7 before the election on the early voting across these states. This document says, the filmmaker said, but even rough calculation based on the assumption that 2,000 mules stopped at an average of 40 or so drop boxes, dropping in the average of 5 ballots per drop, shows the minimum of 400,000 illegal votes had been added, D'Souza said. In Pennsylvania, an estimated 1,100 mules dropped ballots at nearly 50 drop boxes apiece, he noted. In all five swing states, analysis of True the Vote, the Joe Biden winning margin varied from narrowing margin in Georgia of 1,200,000 to Arizona 11,000 and Wisconsin about 21,000, with a big margin in Pennsylvania of 82,000, Michigan 155,000, according to the report. If fraudulent votes dropped by the mules were subtracted from the Biden's column in these states, Donald Trump would have won by a large margin of votes. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is called disinformation today, or if you please, it's called a lie. And the truth is the reverse of that. The truth is that Donald J. Trump won the election. But yet we, as Christians and conservatives, when we make that statement, it's now considered disinformation. Ladies and gentlemen, hang on there. Don't turn your dial. We'll have about 1 minute top of the hour news and be right back as we face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.